Now, this coming Saturday is the International Day of People with Disabilities. The UN-sanctioned initiative aims to promote an understanding of disability issues and mobilise support for the dignity, rights and well-being of persons with disabilities. And joining us to chat about this are Anne-Marie Flanagan and Dermot Hayes from Clare Leader Forum. You're both very welcome. Dermot joins us in studio and Anne-Marie is on the line. Dermot, the importance and significance of a day like this, it's been around for 3 decades or so. Do you think it has helped in terms of making people more aware of those with disabilities, or is there more to be done?
Well, I mean, we have to constantly lobby and lobby the government. We're not a priority on the government's list, really, or the politicians' list, really, sadly. So we keep lobbying away. But this day draws focus on the issues that we want to bring forward this year, really. And obviously, the International Day of Disability is a watershed moment, transformation, solution to the interlocking challenges. And one of the locally, I mean, we wanted to bring everything back locally here, really. For example, there's people still in nursing homes, young under 65s still in nursing homes. And we were promised last year that there was 3 million put last year that some of these guys would be put in housing, whatever. And that hasn't happened, really, for example. These are things locally that we want to do, really. And obviously on the national stage as well, there are people in nursing homes as well. And obviously there's people being abused as well, people with disability being abused. And we saw that report there not so long ago in the Northwest there where women and men were abused with intellectual disabilities. So we want to draw focus on this. So we want to prioritise. We want to say to our politicians, our 7 or 8 members here, we want the optional protocol signed into legislation, really. And I don't know why they can't do that as a matter of urgency.
Yeah, Anne-Marie with us as well. And you and Dermot, everyone else at the Clare Leader Forum, calling on Clare-based national representatives to put pressure on the government in order to ratify the UN-CRPD optional protocol as a matter of urgency.
Thank you, Alan, for having us. Yeah, I mean, we are, because I suppose it's so disappointing that we need to seek like remedy internationally to feel safe in our own country, and particularly in a time when Ireland is rightfully opening our doors to people who are also seeking refuge because they are fleeing war. And, you know, people might say, yeah, but it's not comparable. But in actual fact, human indignity and human abuse and fear is equal to every person, every human being. And if we start putting priorities over one human over another, then we have lost any credibility in what we are doing. I mean, the idea, I don't know, when I read the Brendan report and I was sick to my stomach and the lack of outcry, because that is how subhuman and certain disabled people are in our society. But the fact that, and I'm asking everyone to go onto the website and read this, I mean, people need to know that there was a cover-up time and time again. It's the Brendan report this year. It was Grace a couple of years ago. It was Áras Tracta. The state had to appoint a confidential recipient because of the depth of sexual violent abuses bestowed on disabled people. And then when there's investigations and guards get involved, we now know that actually people who are employed who are where there's accusations laid against them, that they obviously have more resources available to them, are able to bring legal counsel and use employment law as their protection. But disabled people have none. And that's why we absolutely need the optional protocol, because that will put a spotlight on Ireland to actually follow through. I mean, you think about it, this time last year, we had the minister and trying to separate the person that is Anne Rabbit, who's a good human, from her office is really difficult because everything gets personalised. But when the minister announces, yes, we're having 3 million, and that Wasted Live reports where the ombudsman highlighted the humiliation and the deprivation of liberty of so many people, we're going to advance 3 million as a matter of urgency. Imagine, in Clare, not one person has moved. And we want to, I suppose, at this sad year for the Mounsey family, just to say that we heard Martin, and he was one of the members who had the courage to advocate and ask for his liberty to be bestowed on him, and sadly he never realised that. And we know there are many other high profile people against odds who spoke out, and I suppose our duty as the Clare Leader Forum now is to be that advocate, to be the voice, and to say to all of you, put pen to paper, send an email to the TDs, say as an ally, as a human being, that no longer are any of us willing to accept the inhumane treatments of disabled people. And just because you're not personally affected, I'm asking everyone listening to believe us, to believe that I sat with a disabled woman the other day who had to defend herself because services kept blaming her because of the inhumane treatment she was experiencing in her home. And we forget that the power imbalance. And remember, disabled people need to befriend the HSE and the state, because if we don't have them on our side, we don't get to live our best lives. And that power imbalance has to be recognised. Oh. And there are good TDs, there are good senators in Clare, and we're asking you now to really use that position, that privileged position you have, to insist that that is an immediate action by this government to ratify the optional protocol.
Okay, Anne-Marie, and unfortunately we are over time, but Dermot, just very briefly, if you don't mind, to finish, do you have confidence that the government will, put measures in place to ensure that you and Anne-Marie and others who are disabled feel safe and protected in your own country?
I'll tell you now, the last couple of ministers with disability, we lobbied him hard to implement this, really, and we haven't succeeded yet. So all we have to do is lobby harder, really, and so continue lobbying, really. That's what we have to do. And it just reminds me of a young man that died in a particular nursing home here in Clare in the last 12 months, really. He was 40, in his 40s, and he'd been on to me several times. He wanted to get out, he wanted a house, really, and he wanted personal assistance. And tragically, the man passed away in the meantime. I mean, there's a possibility that some of my friends in the nursing homes will remain there for the next 40, 50 years, really. Yeah, so we want to do something for them, like.
Okay, we do have to leave it there. But my thank you to Dermot Hayes and to Anne-Marie Flanagan. This Saturday, the International Day of People with Disabilities.